Ready.
All right. Talk CDL in Pennsylvania this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were hesitated as if you didn't know where you were at.
Well, well, it wasn't quite that. I was just.
You did. Anyways, so we should let everybody know first off that we're going to be going back to Florida soon to the studio. We just tried to do a live feed. And of course, people might remember it was such a beautiful shot, too, right by the lake. But out here, the internet connection is not the best as far as on the waves. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're in the mountains. So, you know, it doesn't always come out really the greatest continually. We do have interruptions.
Also, if you hear a bird or something, we are outside by the lake doing this podcast. We don't hardly ever do it outside like this, but we wanted to just sit out and do one for everybody. And
we can call this one Porch Talk. Because we're sitting on the porch.
It's going to be called Porch Talk?
Yeah. And those are birds and ducks, because the lake has a ton of ducks on it, so you might hear them also. So
yeah, it's kind of an interesting
just
place.
Close your eyes and feel like you're on the porch with us.
It is really cool, though. But anyways, let's get down to what, you know, drivers come on here for. They don't really come in here to hear what you and I are doing. But we definitely do like to talk about the trucking industry. Talk CDL, and I had mentioned this the other day. I used to mention this a lot. Talk CDL, podcasts, videos, everything. 99.9% of everything we do is 99.9% trucking, right?
Correct. That's what it's called, Talk CDL.
Well,
CDL, that's commercial drivers.
And look, I'm all for other websites or big Facebook pages, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of them, they mix in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, some of them put in other little tidbits.
And I've always refused to, you know, put anything up there that isn't at least somehow connected. Even though everything's connected to trucking, you know, we just always want to keep it trucking. Hopefully we will always, right? Lord willing.
So
what I want to talk about this week, kind of a weird subject.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know, I don't always know what he's going to be talking about. So some of this stuff just is like, surprise, this is what we're speaking about. So.
Well, let me, you tell everybody, what won't I talk about?
He won't talk about anything. He'll talk about everything and anything.
I have no embarrassment. Anyway, so.
No, he's got the gift of gab is what everybody likes to tell him.
Well, not only am I gabby, but I'm also, I don't hold back from what we will talk about. So
no.
We got up to Pennsylvania and one of my closest friends was married for 23 years. It was horrible news to see that one day his old lady came home and said, I got somebody else. And, you know, it was actually really, it crushed me to hear it. But it reminded me of a trucker a couple of years ago that I talked to. I don't know if you remember me telling you about the guy that was married 25 years.
Yeah. That's the one that came home and his wife was
living,
the neighbor?
Living with the neighbor. Mm-hmm. I mean, and see, that's the one of the downfalls. And I hate to, everybody's probably listening to this going, oh my gosh, this is a depressing show. But honestly, it is what it is. It's real life. And if you're a trucker, you know, there's certain professions that they say divorce rate is high. And I don't know what the, in fact, why don't we Google it? What is the divorce rate among truckers? And look, I've often said, Ruth Ann, everybody knows you're my wife of, ironically, 23 years also. But I've often credited you, okay, when I was on the road for being, you know, a loyal, strong woman behind truckers. Not behind chairs, behind me, while I was on the road.
Well, it takes basically, with a lot of professions, it takes a strong woman to stand beside her man, too.
Right. And, you know, when I was out on the road, what do you got? I saw her mouth just open up really, really. I don't know how many are got me scared.
Okay. I just pulled this off of answers.com. It says, I asked, what is the divorce rate for truck drivers? And the answer by Jeff Carlisle.
Who's Jeff Carlisle?
It's this person.
Yeah.
He is a diesel tech, truck driver, equipment operator, gunsmith, veteran. Yep, I get
it. Oh, he's a trucker, so we should definitely believe him.
Well, here's the thing. He just, 32,800 people, kind of more or less.
Oh, survey?
Kind of, and what he says is there's a lot of hearsay and rumor about this. Truck drivers like to claim 75 to 90%. Can't talk. 75 to 95%.
Did you just raspberry on me?
I did.
Did you just go?
I did.
That's even like the way people make fart sounds like that.
I didn't fart. I raspberried.
I know.
But these numbers are grossly exaggerated. Okay. Actual studies on it pull up numbers ranging from 19 to 25%.
You know, and that to me would be. And that's actually good news. And what I'm getting at is it takes probably a strong woman to even marry a trucker. You think about that, you know. First off, truckers don't have the best reputation. We did a couple podcasts on it. I mean, back in like 2015, I remember specifically where there was this big thing where there was a lot of interviews where a bunch of truckers had different old ladies or different girlfriends in different towns. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this was not the truck drivers admitting it. This was the wives that caught them at it. So it would take a strong woman to actually trust, you know, somebody that's gone a long time. But it also would take, I believe, a strong man to be able to trust a woman while she's at the house. And you know dang well, that's not that's a struggle when you're away from each other for a couple weeks at a time. Like, well, you and I, we, you know, for a while there, it was a couple weeks at a time.
Yeah, we also didn't have cell phones. So I think now, and that's what the statistics are now.
But I had a phone dialer. Remember I used to cheat the pay phone?
Yeah.
Oh, and I plead the fifth in the future. I did. That was the craziest thing. Before cell phones, I had one of those phone dialers, and it mimicked the sound of a coin, and I used to be able to get free phone calls at a payphone. Anyways, that's here nor there. Troy is not a cheater, but then I was.
So
on the phone, not on you.
And if you notice, it he likes to cut me off a lot. But we're used to that.
Yeah.
So as I was saying.
I didn't forget what I was talking about, though. Go ahead.
As I was saying, that now drivers have FaceTime, they have, yeah. You know, there's things that they can do where they can at least be able to communicate and see their loved one all the time, every night, you know, a couple of times a day if they really wanted to. Mm. Back when...
What's that other account, FaceTime, and then the one that's on online? It's, what is that called, where you do face-to-face conversations? It's free. It's huge. I forget the name of it. Skype.
Skype. All I got was Sky. I couldn't figure out what the ending was.
Right. And so you're right. And that's a good point. You know, today, like if I was away now, I would want to Skype or FaceTime every night or more than once a night. You know, whenever you're on your break, you want to see each other, say hi to the kids. That is a very good point. Back in the day, we didn't have that.
No. Right. So it was more of a dependence on trust and love that would carry you through. And I think that is when you would have a lot more of the cheating and the adultery and the unfaithfulness that you would have between both spouses.
Yeah. So anyways, going back, I was saying it takes a strong, really a strong spouse. Because I've actually met, I mean, you know, Kelly McCulley, the trucker lady. She's a over the road driver. Her husband is a local driver. So he's home in Tennessee where they're from. And she goes out on the road for a week or two at a time. And they've got, it seems like they got a pretty nice relationship. And it's really all about, you know, being faithful and making sure that, and for any of you young truckers out there that are thinking about getting married, I wouldn't hesitate to get married if you're in love. Just make sure that the person is ready for that life, the life of a truck driver. Because if you're a true truck driver, you know, you love being out there. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I loved being on the road.
You did.
I did. So anyways, so I wanted to, you know, mention that poor son of a gun, you know, like my uncle in New Hampshire would say, the poor bastard. but seriously,
he wouldn't say it quite like that because you got to add in the North. that New England accent that they would do.
Yeah, packy cat down boy to doyad.
Yeah, so he wouldn't just say that poor bastard. Yeah. He would have like the R wouldn't exist, right?
And bastard. but it's true though, and you know, to come home and all of a sudden your old lady's living literally next door, bags and all are packed, and she's, you know, embedded into the next house. It's like, oh my gosh, what a horrible story that is. And hopefully that guy, you know, made it through that okay, because that's devastating. You know, you give somebody, that's what, like when we seen my buddy the other day, it was like, wow, 2.5 decades almost, they were together, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're not. It's just a weird feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. So but anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about, just trucking and
infidelity.
Well, not infidelity, just more of the, you know, how, you know, to stay together more, you know, more of that, not the bad news part in a sense, but more.
Well, then here's what we'll have to do. We could tell drivers, first of all, you have tons of social media that you can stay in contact with your spouse.
Obviously.
You have texting, you have your messaging, you have all that. You have
Facebook. Talk CDL's Facebook even.
Yeah.
I've seen some people, they'll tag each other in on Facebook and they'll get little conversations going in our posts.
Yeah, there's tons of ways that you could do that. I think Facebook has video calling or something like that they're just now starting to get started. If not, you still have, you know, Skype. You have, I think Google has it to where you can do, and then you have FaceTime. And there's ways that you can communicate with your loved one. And always make sure that if for some reason you're upset about something, whether you're the husband or the wife, the one at home or gone or whatever the case might be, you talk about it.
Yeah. And that's one of the things a lot of people don't do.
No, they don't. They don't. They think that marriage is that divorce is an easy way out of everything, and it really is not.
Yeah, and really, it honestly, truly, many marriages have been saved by just speaking up a little. Hey, this has been bothering me. If something's bothering you and it's stewing and stewing, you know, honestly, it's not worth it. And drivers, also, listen to your wives. You know, if she's telling you that, you know, you need to get off the road because of you, the two of you, I would tell you, you know, you got to figure out what's more important to you. And look, you can get a job at home and drive trucks, and you can still do things at home that's in trucking. You don't have to be on the road if it's killing your marriage, because it really isn't worth your marriage. That's person that you've professed being together for life with. And honestly, it's just my opinion. So
no, and if you don't have kids at home or anything like that, try and take the spouse with. Take the woman with you if you can.
Yeah. And you take the wife or the girlfriend with you. Just don't take them both, right?
No. That wouldn't work out very well.
Is that a bad joke?
Yeah, because they might kick you out.
Yeah, that's a bad joke.
You'd be stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah. Johnny Acid says that. Don't take them both.
He's got that nickname for a reason.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, let's wrap it up. It's just a short podcast. I wanted to mention the YouTube channel is slowly growing, and we're making more videos there. Our Facebook page has gone crazy. You know, I read a statistic the other day on amount of people that are liking you and following you on Facebook. And this is an honor that our listeners have given us. It was like less than 23% of all Facebook users, less than 23% get over 1,000 likes. Then when you get over 100,000, it's less than like 1% or 0.04% or something like that. And then if you get 1,000,000, it's like 0.0% something. It's like so hard to get to 1,000,000.
In fact, that right there, that one that you're talking about, it said that I think the way it was saying is there's only 267.
But that was out of like 600 and some thousand interviews.
Right. Well, that's still, study, that's a big, but that's just saying that on Facebook, out of the, you know, just under 700,000 Facebook pages, 267 had over 1,000,000 likes.
To me, it's a blessing, and it's and I credit always the Lord and the listeners. You know, every one of these people that have been, you know, following TalkCDL that have come on the show. We've interviewed quite a bit of people. You know, we've got almost 300 episodes on iTunes, and you know, credit to them also. You know what I mean? And by the way, if you're looking to be interviewed, you got an interesting subject, you got something interesting in trucking, maybe you collect things that are in trucking, antique trucks, or how about trucking belt buckles? You know, hey, there's a car flying down the road. Hear that? Belt buckles. Back in the day, truckers were big belt buckle wearing guys, you know, and
that's so they could.
My grandfather had.
You know why? Because they could pull their belt off and smack you with it.
I wish I would have. Self-defense. I wish I'd have some of my grandfather's belt buckles. They were really cool. But he would wear the big belt buckle, and he had to slip on cowboy-ish looking boots, you know, and it was a big thing. So if you're a driver, or even somebody that's married to a driver, or in a driver family, and you collect things and you want us to display them for you, we would be honored to display your collection on Talk CDL.
Yeah, send us pictures. Troy has a small collection that he's got on
some
trucks.
Some trucks and stuff, yes. And if you're a trucking company, we love getting little model trucks of your trucking company, and every now and then we'll put them on Talk CDL. So if you are a trucking company and you've got a spare one you want to put on Talk CDL, send it to us. We're going to keep it, of course, because it's going to my collection, but we will put it on one of our videos and maybe one of our live feeds or whatever. Yeah. If you collect anything, if there's something unique, and you don't have to be unique, if you got something to say and you're in trucking, we want to hear it. You know,
yeah.
we've got shows lined up almost to the end of the year. It's amazing. It's just absolutely delicious. I tell you, almost
delicious.
Delicious. It's delicious.
Hungry?
Yeah. But truth be known, you know, we've got right now in what you call in the podcast bank, we've got episodes right into October, I think. And so we're going to be getting right back into the studio and recording, because I can't stay out of the studio long.
No.
I go nuts if I'm out of the studio more than 2 weeks. So we'll be getting back into the studio in about, I'd say 2 weeks, because we'll be back in Florida. What do you think? Would you say about a week, give or take a day or two?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't want to plan too far out, but I would say definitely before the end of July.
Before the end of the year?
July.
Okay.
That's the month.
Okay. So anyway, so we're looking forward to hearing from you guys and gals. Keep sending us your pictures. Send us everything. And when you start repeating yourself, it's time to get off.
Send us some also. Give us a few ideas on what you might want to hear about.
Yeah. Give us some ideas.
Troy's always got something stewing in his head. He can always come up with something. I'm not worried about that. I just want to see what our listeners want to hear about.
Yeah, we would love to say this episode was brought to you by Joey Trucker. Or, you know, just something like that. Yeah. That would be cool. So anyways, any advice before we go? Stay married, honestly. That's the love of your life. Trucking isn't worth it. Nothing's worth it. Make sure you guys make each other number one below the Lord. That's just my advice. Ruth Ann, do you have anything else at all for our beautiful, beautiful listeners?
No, I mean, aside from communication, there's not much else you can do other than making sure that you communicate with each other and stay safe.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you.